right? No.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
Yes.
Great, Jeffrey. My name is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
All right. I'm good.
Good to hear, sir. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah, something like that. It's starting to warm up.
There you go. So just to verify, it's art is zen, architecture and engineering, right?
Yeah, that would be me.
Perfect, perfect. I like the business name. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I ran a quick scan online for your business. I see you have the Google Business profile now, which is good. You have a website attached to it, Angie Leads, and that's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I started my practice 8 years ago, I had dropped out of an MBA program here at UNLV and took a leap of faith into private practice. So
got
I was
it.
Doing anything and everything I could get my hands on, which was handyman work, flipping houses with realtors. And I kind of just started creating free business listings wherever I could, Bing places, you know, Google ads, whatever, Yelp and whatnot. And then my work started growing slowly through contacts and referrals with small business owners and with mostly with contractors that I met on jobs. And to the point where I was actually overwhelmed with work two, 3 years ago. And I ended up going on sabbatical. I took some time off, completed my master's in construction management. So now I'm kind of coming back online and going through the same processes or same kind of setup that I did years ago, but now with, you know, a body of work and now with a management degree and more insight. So now I'm recreating my profile. I'm recreating my website. I'm going on and creating these new listings. Like,
amazing.
And we'll kind of see where it goes like that, right? Because now I'm definitely in the growth phase. I got to be able to manage it. I got to be able to outsource the work. So that's kind of where we're at right now, right? But I also have the time and money to do such. Mostly the time. Time is becoming a very valuable resource, which there's never enough of. So anyway.
Right. Always, never enough of that. Congratulations getting your master's. That's
thank
amazing.
You.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
awesome.
we're also applying to teach and start my doctorate. So
Wow, okay. Very
so yeah, I'm planning to never retire and just work part time. Yeah. Structural engineering, that's what the plan is. It's anyway, so I'm on your page, Local Splash.
Okay.
I guess he was going to kind of give me a breakdown on your services and your pricing and things like that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the exact rate. So our services.
And it looks like you guys are you guys focused on our industry? Because when I come down, it shows a bunch of icons for field trades. Or is that just kind of by... Is that
no, we work with a lot of contractors. Like we work with contractors, general contractors, home building. Like your services you provide are right up our alley for sure.
Okay, good. Because I signed up for Yelp. They finally talked me into getting a paid ad. It's turning into clickbait. I mean, when I think of Yelp, I think about where to get a restaurant review, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, that's about all everybody uses Yelp for. Like it's for food and beverage industry, right? Then when I talked to Angie, because I met with them last year, I went to the International Builders Show at the Convention Center, Angie is obviously very focused on that. Although, we're still dealing with the residential market, and I didn't realize it's a huge market. It's just I'm tired of dealing with, off the record, I'm going to say it, I'm tired of dealing with lonely housewives. They change their mind too often. So most of my work comes from referrals from contractors I've met in the field. So the fact that you guys are focused based on all these icons, I see appliances, air, carpet cleaning, electricians, excavation contractor, all these little icons, which are cool. That seems like the kinds of people that I would work with, right? Blue collar males, right? That, have been in this industry for 10, 20, 30 years. And, so this seems like it might actually be a good fit.
100%. So, and I love that you're on our website too. So you're probably on the local SEO portion, right? That's where you see all those icons.
It just says Local Splash. It says generate 10 leads now and it's got, yeah.
Got it. Under services though, like it'll list like everything we do if you hover over that, right?
Okay,
I see what you're saying, but yeah. So services, you'll see local SEO, Google Ads, Google Guarantee, call track. Like, these are all the things we offer. Our base program, what it includes is you'll see where it says local SEO, call tracking, local splash app, advanced reporting. That's kind of rolled into the same thing, you know? And then My Site and Facebook ads. That's kind of what we usually start you off with. So our rates here are month-to-month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate of $299 a month for our base package.
Okay,
we call it the Platinum.
Okay.
What that's going to include, and I'll hit the timelines with you, too, at the same time, just to kind of kill two birds with one stone. Like, I want you to know what you're going to get and when to expect it to happen as well. Okay. So day one at sign up, we're going to give you access to your advanced reporting. So that local splash app. Day one, there won't be much on there, but you're going to want to start getting your photos and videos to us so we can use it for all the listings we're creating for you. Okay. 7 to 10 days from startup, the first thing we're going to do is boost your online presence by submitting you to Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is, you know, Facebook and Instagram. If you've already created some of those, that's great. We'll walk you through adding us on as manager. But all the additional ones we create, we make you the owner of them. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Make sure it all lines up.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I've been planning on doing this myself, you know, in my free time, which I just seem to not have enough of. And then, of course, I was concerned about, you know, the monthly fee, right? But $300 a month, I mean, I can bill for that in a few hours of work. So it actually starts making sense, right? It's better that I start focusing on what I'm good at to generate revenue and leave the stuff that I'm, you know, I have some skill in, right? But not proficient, right? Because all this technology has really changed, I realized, especially since I started, right? Especially during the pandemic. With the smartphones, all the upgrades, everything going online and digital. You know, I even did my master's. I'm going to do my doctorate completely online. Like, the world of business has changed now, specifically, 100%. You know, I guess in the past 2 years, right, during the pandemic, right?
Things, right.
People had to realize we need to do this differently now, right?
Right.
So even our industry, right? Part of the reason I got so overwhelmed is because I've been drawing for my whole life, right? I had a corner office when I was 19 as a draftsman doing, you know, laying out office furniture, right? So the fact that all the blue collar guys, all the skilled tradesmen, they're great in the field and they're great with their hands, but they're not the most tech savvy, right? So all those guys, in order for them to get permits, they could no longer fill out paper forms by hand. They couldn't submit hand sketches. Everything had to be digital forms submitted digitally. Everything had to be digital, you know, CAD drawings, digital format submitted electronically, right? So all of a sudden they're looking at me like, hey, we need your help. And so I really needed an administrator, but I just decided to take a break before my, you know, because my doctor told me if I didn't, I'd have a heart attack. But anyway, so yeah, so the world's definitely changed. There's a huge opportunity here. This town is growing so fast now compared to what happened 15 years ago with the housing market crash and now with this, the influx of everyone, from the West Coast. This town.
Especially because everybody's working remote now. So they're all moving all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But 100%. Yeah. Even if we change, we used to be
like, I do like,
now we're remote too, you know? So like, which I like. We still have some people in the office or whatnot, but.
It gives you some fresh flexibility, a little bit more freedom. So
yeah.
Okay, so I am liking this so far. Yeah. I feel like the price is actually reasonable once I start, you know, costing it out as far as what it'll do for me. Mm-hmm. And. Mm-hmm. How much my time is now worth, right? I'm no longer a startup, right? I'm not pinching pennies, right? I'm going after big work. And you guys have been, well, I mean, you got good reviews and you young guys know this stuff because you grew up with it, right?
Yeah. So. We had it in elementary school, right? okay. So the next thing I want you to take a look at, we have this done for you in 7 to 14 days. If you hover over services, go ahead and click on My Site.
Okay.
And it's going to take you to a premium website tailored for success, right? So your site, this will save you a ton of time too. We don't have to purchase a whole domain, right? And like We'll walk you through adding us on as manager to your domain. So you still okay. own it. We okay. can manage it and we'll update it for you. So we'll keep it like up okay. to date. We'll make sure we're attaching your photos right. You still have full right. access to your website too. But we do include that with the package as well, is where you get a okay. website. Okay. So that's done in 7 to 14 days of startup. Okay.
Okay.
Now to start, and I know you're kind of business to business, like you're working with a lot of contractors, but we do mm-hmm. start our base package with Meta ads. So under services, okay. you'll also see Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay.
The way these work is basically they're retargeted. So it'll reach just more people, build your brand where it gets the name out there. So like to give you an example, if somebody's online searching for your services and they go to Facebook, when they scroll through their feed, they're going to see your ad show up as long as they're in like the Vegas, Henderson area, like your geo-target okay. area, you know?
Now that makes sense.
We put an easy click now to call action, so they can click to call you, which is the goal, but they're also able to click to go to your website or your Facebook page, which just kind of gets them like engaged with your business, you know? So that is included in that base slash, you know, platinum package as well. And we launch those in 7 to 14 days from sign up. Okay. Now the local SEO, and that's at the very top, right? That takes a little more time. Like when you click on that, you'll see like, you know, custom web development, review management software, et cetera. Like those are all going to, getting you ranked higher on Google. The timeline we send you in writing to rank for 20 keyword phrases, which are essentially your services. The timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days from startup. So you really, okay. like, you want to give this thing 2 months to see it hit full fruition on that base package. Okay.
No, that's fair because yeah. when I first set up, when, you know, 8 years ago when I was setting up the website and all the online listings, you know, a lot of the people I talked to, it was kind of new, right? Just hadn't really caught on full force and everything. So, and they said, go ahead and do that. And over time, your ranking and everything will start to grow organically, right? And I guess I have seen that, right? The same way I grew my business organically, right? Just through contacts, right? But right. now that we're actually in, you know, officially doing this, right? Like, you know, balls to the wall, so to speak. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, I like, yeah, I, exactly. Awesome. It turned me into, you know, 30 years of me being an entrepreneur or to 30, you know, the next 30 years of me being a businessman, right? It's all about productivity and performance and profitability, right? I want to make money, and that's the only reason I work now.
If not,
I could do nothing. So
right.
So,
and
but
it
yeah,
like
and if I'm getting my time,
needed,
is my money,
and
right?
you got the master's, yeah. like that's amazing. So
yeah.
this
if
would
I'm
just
gonna,
help you save you a lot of time.
This, I got to get paid. Yeah. So I think it does make sense. The you know at first you say $300 a month, I'm like, oh, that's a lot. But then I start thinking about you know what I can generate with it. And,
right.
And in order to grow, it makes sense because this takes a lot off my plate. I've been wanting to do a lot of these things for years. I never got around to it. I saw that you had where was it? The my site. Yeah. So the payment thing, right? Being able to take online payments through credit cards. I never did that. I was able to take, you know, payments with Zelle once in a while. But I was still doing things the old fashioned way, cashier's checks. And, so I heard about this accessibility thing. I know that's a thing now. I mean, we deal with it, you know, obviously wheelchair access and things like that, way more difficult, but I realized that matters, right? For the people that are whatever sight or hearing impaired. Scheduling, I'm curious. Cause there, now I'm starting to think there's some other features that I would never been able to code in, like being able to have people like an appointment planner where people could request a meeting at a certain time. And those might even be online meetings right now with Zoom or Skype or MS Teams. So it seems like you guys would be able to offer a lot of the features that I never would have been able to add in.
Yeah. And we put you in the driver's seat too. Like I'll tell you the payment portion, right? Like where we make it e-commerce, where you're able to take like payments on the site. Not all of our clients utilize that. Some are like, hey, I'm good on that. And some want it, you know, the scheduling feature is amazing. Like, what that'll do is somebody books an appointment, like, for an estimate on your website. You know, some people, mm-hmm. they don't call. They're just, you know, they're on the site, they're busy, right? So they'll book an appointment, like, while they're working or something. If they do that, right, you get an email and a text about the schedule. But what I'd recommend, right, is when you get phone calls and they book appointments, you want to put that in your schedule so it's already kind of booked, you know, on the
right.
site. That's the only kind of feedback I've gotten on that, where you want to be on top of that portion of it.
See you have the live chat feature. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call tracking, booking, yeah. scheduling. Okay, yeah. So some of these other features that I had, I guess, heard of, right, that hadn't considered, but now that I am starting to think bigger now, big, right, that these would be helpful, right? And these are things that you could offer and we could work out adding
them in.
Big time.
Big time. 100%. 100%. And it's included, you know? So first thing I want to do, I'm going to get you everything in writing, like with your price point, et cetera. So we have contact at art-is-zen.com. Is that the best email? Or?
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
That'll work. And let me give you a new phone number, since like I said, I have an iPhone. I just upgraded it, but it's been both personal and business. But I also picked up a new, Android Pixel, whatever, the other day. So let me give you this number, because this is going to be my mobile business. The other one's going to be my mobile personal, which I can use both. It's fine. Cause I'm no longer want to be tied to a landline. I had voice over data with the CenturyLink number. I lost that number because I had to switch to Cox, and then Cox kind of pissed me off because their customer service is so bad.
Really?
So let me give you this other number.
Okay.
This is going to be a business number. So you'll have both numbers, the number you called me on, the 929, then this, which will be a mobile, I'll consider a mobile number. I have it on my business cards as mobile. This will be a new mobile business number. So 702,
mm-hmm.
277,
okay.
1793.
All right. So I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure I got it right. So 702, 277, 1793.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and that's going to be the primary, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the beauty of that is that because it's an Android phone, right, all the Google apps are already tied to it, so it's
going to
work better, right?
Yeah.
I bought the Apple phone because my truck told me to, but
I love Apple.
It's better it's great for, like, personal use, like, for all-in-one, but when it comes to business, like, I'm a PC user, and I don't even like laptops. I use a desktop because that's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at my desk. I've got actually multiple computers on my desk, right? If one goes down, I replace it because I can switch over a different one. So I don't, you know. But anyway, as far as devices go, so yeah. But the fact that I have this now, I just got it last week, and I'm getting used to it. So I think that'll work out really well.
Yeah, 100%. I actually switched to Apple 2 years ago, and I absolutely love it, man. You know, we submit you to Apple Maps too, you know, so that is another portion of this, you know.
That was the other one I was having trouble figuring out how to get onto was, you know, Apple listings.
Yeah, that one's a little tougher. So they require you to show your address on Apple Maps. So if you have an address hidden, right, which is perfectly fine, unfortunately it won't submit to Apple Maps, you know. But that's the next thing I'm going to... Yeah, that's probably what you were running into. I have an address here for you. I want to make sure it's right. So it's 1101 East Tropicana Avenue. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I was in a live work condo downtown, but I had a break in, which led to an identity theft, which was the other reason I shut my business down for a little while. I've moved over here to the university, so I am currently working from home under an exemption license, and then that is a private mailbox around the corner.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to set up a new office, which will be the old Air Force Recruiting Center here next to the post office. I just haven't signed a lease yet.
Okay. I had a cousin that she just went to the Air Force like 3 years ago, you know. She's super smart, man. She's always like a 4.0 student.
Since I was a kid, but I crash everything I ride in or on. So that probably wouldn't have worked out. So.
Right.
Anyway,
my grades weren't as good
I even had to crash my business just because, you know, I literally crashed my business just because on principle alone. So whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
But so I won't have any, like a permanent address, like an office address yet. That's a private mailbox, but my business license is tied to it. My architectural license is tied to it. You know,
perfect.
And it's actually, you know, because I can receive Yeah, I can receive packages. I can receive mail. The postcards that, you know, Google and Bing send out, I've received there. So, yeah, so we're in the process. We just don't have an actual storefront at the moment. So.
Got it. And it's box 2125, right? Two?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. All right, so I got the primary number, website, domain. Okay. Just for account purposes, Jeffrey, what is your last name?
Oh, it's Kadlowick, spelled K-A-D-L-O-W-E-C.
Got it. So K-A-V-L-O-W.
K-A-V. D is in Delta.
D is in Delta. Got it, got it, got it. And then L is in Larry, O is in Oscar, W is in William, E is in Edward, C is in Charlie?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. And Jeffrey, that's with two S, right? J-E-F-F-R-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And the middle initial is C is actually, it is Charles, but C, which shows up on my license that way. So Jeffrey C. Kedlick. And you actually, all my information, if you look me up, you should be able to find it too on my website.
Yeah. I just asked to make it faster. We have, I deal a lot with Google Guaranteed, so I deal with licenses and insurances. So I have the, to look all that stuff up. You know what I'm saying? But, it's faster when I ask you guys.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, so next
and then, of course, some of my stuff is still showing my old address downtown, Bonneville at the Jewel, the mid-rise high-rise downtown, but so is my driver's license, so I haven't converted all that stuff over yet. But I was going to wait till I got a new commercial, because it's actually, you know, it's difficult doing the home-based business, right, because you don't want everyone knowing where you live, right?
Right.
I've had two break-ins in this town. I've had property theft, identity theft. Like, I'm kind of operating undercover. But at the same time, you also have to have this out there for business sake, right? So there's risk involved with it, right? At the moment, I'm like, you know, the private mailbox works really well. I might end up keeping the private mailbox. I know one of the debt collectors I worked with operated from a private mailbox because people don't like debt collectors, right? So, you know, sure they had an office, but, you know, they listed their working address as a private mailbox, right? So I'm probably going to end up just keeping the private mailbox even after I do set up an official office, because the only time somebody needs to come to my office is for actual business, right, as a meeting. It's not like I'm a, you know, a coffee shop where people just come in randomly, or a pizza joint, you know.
Right.
Or a store, client. Right? Like
yeah.
A convenience store. Right. Yeah, exactly. I get client calls. They're like, hey, can you come down to the job site? We've got a problem.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah.
Right. You guys
can you come out? Can you meet me? I want to
see.
It actually makes more sense, because I feel like that's how it would end up with my place downtown, because I had a studio workshop downstairs and a studio apartment directly above it, and they were connected with the spiral stair. But I feel like that's kind of what happened, is like people could find me then, and you know, soon, my break-in happened 3 days after I bought a brand new truck, so I feel like okay, somebody, you know, it's like, oh okay, this guy's making money, so let's go rob him. So.
Wow, man. People,
yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Right at the end
like,
of the
who
pandemic.
Knows how much effort went into what they did, Like, if they just put that power to, like, good, you know, like, they could.
Right, something productive and constructive.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
like,
our industry, there's a labor shortage in our industry. There's plenty of work in our industry, but, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears to get it done, so I don't know people.
Those guys are out robbing houses and stuff, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's, you know, this time. Anyway, so yeah, so okay, I'm sorry, I keep
going. Oh, you're good. I wanted to ask you, how far do you want to target? Like, are you doing, Vegas and Henderson primarily, or like,
so,
how far
yeah,
are you going to
and then of course,
Spring,
Summerlin,
like,
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, I'm also National Board certified. So, I mean, I got my first license in California. That was back in 2008 before the recession hit.
Oh, okay.
And then, I have my California license. Yeah, so I'm actually going to be I'm reapplying for my California license, because we're doing my buddy's doing a Habit Burger out there, and he needs the new license there. We've done a bunch of Habit Burgers in town. So I am going to get my California license. And then, of course, same buddy is down in Florida. So I had my Florida license because we were going to do some restaurants out there. So either way, I can get my license in any place, but it's easy for me. It's better for me to just work in my locale, right, which is Vegas Valley. So call it 20, 25-mile radius.
Okay. And if you end up, because I see you've been with us for long term, you know. So if you end up like you're like, hey, we're going to Florida and we want to do some targeting, we could do that through like ads or Google Guaranteed, like. there's other options to grow. Like, I'm just putting you on the base package to get you started, right?
Right.
But you can always upgrade in the future too, as we get rocking and rolling with this, you know?
Right. Cause I realized that, cause now I'm decided, I finally decided to call Vegas home. I've been here for 14 years, but I finally decided to make it home, right? Especially over here by the university. But I realized the only thing that would get me to relocate, cause I would never work for somebody else again, take another job. I'm basically overqualified. Plus I'm considered disabled, but whatever. Okay. So, if I was going to do it, if I was going to relocate, I would have to basically get my license in another state, start marketing in that other city where I plan to relocate. And then once I had enough projects lined up, then I could, you know, move, right? So, so that would be an option. Cause I have family in Phoenix, you know, Utah. I thought about just kind of doing the, you know, the neighboring states, would be good. Because I could pick up the work, and plus it would give me a reason to get out of town, right?
Yeah. From time to time. Yeah. The vacation slash work, you know?
Yeah.
100%.
So, yeah. But yeah, according to the way the licensing works, the state license, so I have to have my state license or license in that state before I start marketing in that state. So.
Yeah, especially California.
I will be able to start marketing. I will be able to start marketing in California. It's mostly LA, right? As soon as my license has been renewed. I'll most likely pick up my, Arizona license next just so I can go have a reason to go see family. And then I really like it up in Utah, so I might just pick up my license just so I can pick up some work up there, even if it's just in like St. George, you know?
Yeah. So, right on the border of,
just give me a reason to take a road trip, right?
So, yeah, it's right by Mississippi.
So yeah, so the fact that you guys will be able to do that is very helpful.
Yeah. Okay. No, 100%. Just keep us in the loop, you know, let us know, like, when you have those licenses, and we could, the ads are cool. Like, the ads, we don't have to create a whole new Google business profile for that location, but ultimately you will want to do it. You'll just need to add a different address, different phone number for the additional locations, and we could help with the phone numbers. We can't help with the addresses, though, you know? So just kind of keep us in the loop as you move. But for right now, we'll just target the 25-mile radius in the Vegas Valley, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So so the next step, what I need to do, I'm going to secure billing info. I'll read a voice verification to you, Jeffrey. This just outlines our service agreement that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule a client interview with one of our technicians here. This is where they're going to go through, like, all the fun and important stuff. You know, the keyword phrases, how you want your website to look, your social media ads, et cetera. Okay? Now, even though I'm not the one, like, actually creating all that, right, I will be your account lead on this. So I'm also sending you a text message with my direct line and extension. So when you get a chance, you just want to save that in your phone. If you ever have questions or want to make changes, you could call me and I'll get you to the right department, basically. You know?
Okay. All right. It sounded like that just came through to the phone I'm on. Do you want to try are you able to send that to the new number I just gave you?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, 100%. Let me add that. Is that number better for text messages typically or?
No, they're both fine. It's just that, you know, I usually talk on what this iPhone, and then because that's where all my contacts were stored, and I just got this new Android phone. So
got you.
There you go. That's easier. That'll work better. And that way, if I need to look stuff up, I can look it up on one phone while I'm talking on the other.
Perfect.
Flip back and forth is clumsy. Okay.
So I changed your Android phone to the cell phone and the business line.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Perfect. And let's see, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Jeffrey C. on the card, or is it just Jeffrey and then your last name?
It's probably Jeffrey C.
Okay, perfect. And let me see. Billing address, is it the same 1101 East Tropicana Avenue? Perfect. Box 2125, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, and then real quick, because I know we're about to do this. I'm fine with it. You said it's no contract month to month.
Correct.
If I decide to, you know, after 3 months or whatever, I realize, hey, this isn't really worth keeping. Once you guys, how does it work? I mean, I feel like you guys are going to be doing my web development then too, or?
Great question. So I don't foresee you wanting to leave us. That's why we make it month-to-month, okay. No contracts. I see this being a long-term marketing solution for you. But to answer your question, if you were to leave us, you're not bound to any contract. So all the directories we create for you, we make you the owner of those directories. So we would just take ourselves off of
management. You would just no longer be managing them, right?
Correct. Now, with the website, you own your domain. So that's yours to keep. Right. You don't have to purchase the domain from us. But we do have an option. If you were to leave, like, let's say you're just swamped and you're like, hey, I don't really need marketing, but I want you guys to keep maintaining my website. We do have an option of $49 a month for hosting on the website. So you could pay that.
You could downgrade to...
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
All right. No, I feel like it's worth setting up. I talked to some other guys the other day and they were a little pushy and I didn't like that.
Right. I've heard that before.
I signed up for one last year because, you know, they just kind of talked me into it and then I didn't really feel like it was, I didn't like where it was going and I'm just like, okay, whatever. And then they're calling me up and telling me I'm under contract and I got to pay them and I'm like, I don't have to pay you for shit. That was AdIQ. The one I spoke to last week was Swarm, and I just felt like that you guys were being too pushy. Yeah, I was like, all right, you're being a little too pushy, so I'm just going to hang up on you now. So
yeah.
I feel like we're good. You and I are good so far, so all right, we'll go ahead and proceed.
I'll tell you this, too. I have the highest client retention rate in the company for the account leads, you know, so I make sure I take care of you guys 100%.
You know, and like I said, again, it's the fact that you guys are industry specific, the same way that Angie for me is better than Yelp, right?
Right.
And I probably am going to end up canceling Angie. I'm definitely going to cancel Yelp as far as the paid ad, right? Definitely going to cancel Yelp. I'll try Angie for a few months. I'll probably end up canceling it, right? Because it's not generating the kind of leads I need. Granted, it's more focused on what I need, but, you know, we'll see.
You know, we have a department. We could obviously talk about this in an upgrade later in the future. One thing we partnered up with about 3 months ago was, so just the end of 2024, we started partnering up with Yelp a bit where we have we have a team that I don't even offer the Yelp upgrades. I deal a lot with Google Guaranteed, you know. But we do have a team that can enhance your like Yelp experience, like they customize your Yelp ads. We're like, we could obviously, you know, talk about that too as an option as well, you know, in the future. But the primary source for your industry for general contractors and architectural and design, like it's going to be Google. That's the main place people go.
It really is, you know, because everybody's 100%. Carrying an Android phone in their pocket, right?
Yeah. But if you're like, man, I'm going to continue with Yelp, I would talk to our Yelp team and they could talk to you about like enhancing like the exposure you're getting on there, more geared towards like the type of work that you offer, you know? So we could help with that as well.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
100%.
Because I did play around with it. I added a bunch of stuff after they walked me through it, and I was like, okay, cool. But again, I just don't feel like it's going to do much for me. It's going to end up, I'm just going to be paying for clicks that don't get monetized. That's why I was like, okay, when Angie called, I was like, okay, I already talked to you guys last year. You gave me a cool t-shirt. So I was like, all right, I'll sign up. We'll try it out. I'll probably see you at the Builder Show this next week. And then if not, we'll get rid of it, right? But and then, of course, you're the third person I've talked to about SEO directly this over the past 2 months. And since you guys are industry specific, it seems a lot more sense. Makes a lot more sense. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anyway.
All right. My wife, she's actually the one that does the Yelp upgrades. We work at the same company. It's kind of cool. We met here. You know? So, I'll definitely I'll let her know too. That way, if you keep it, you know, she could talk to you about how you can enhance it and stuff, you know, with the Yelp app.
Yeah, either upgrade or downgrade in the future, depending on how it works out. Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because even 50, I mean, 50 bucks a month at that point, that's, you know, that's a night of drinking. So that's that's totally affordable. 300 starts to be a little, I mean, for some people, I feel like maybe that starts to be, you know, kind of the top out, but I feel like at least to get all this stuff set up, it's worth it, right?
Yeah, 100%. This is gonna
be small investment. I can make it up on the next job because I've already got new clients and projects. Plus, I upped my rates to where they really needed to be. I was not charging nearly enough, basically giving away my work for free. So
I've talked to a lot of clients that have done that. You know, a lot of companies, even like me, like I coach high school football out here. So, like I'll do like trainings and stuff. I'm always just trying to give it away for free, you know, and my wife's like, you need to charge. And sometimes it's like, man, how do you charge? You know, but you got to know your worth for sure. So I'm glad you're charging more the services you provide, you know? Okay, so let me jump. I got billing address. The card, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's going to be a Visa Business.
Okay, so let me make sure. So it's got artisan, architecture, and engineering on it?
No, so it has, so my DBA with the state and is just art-is-zen.
Got it. Art-is-zen. Perfect.
So it has both. It has my full name with my middle initial, and then it has the I guess that's the DBA or whatever.
Perfect. And, all right, you said Visa, right? I'm ready for that card number when you are.
All right. It is 4868-7104-6359-3373.
Expiration?
0328.
All right. And the CVV code?
It is 583.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, signing the package to our tech team, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Just a heads up, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay.
Okay, and this is the first payment is going to be the $300 for the month to get us
$299.
We'll be working. Okay, and we'll be working together because you're going to have to go through and get my information and whatnot in order to set all this stuff up, right?
Yeah. 100%.
And then I can critique it too, right? I'll be like, oh, can we change this? Or hey, that looks good, but I, you know, make this a little different.
You have full access to everything too. So like in your dashboard, you're going to have like, let's say it's after hours, right? Like it's Saturday, and you're like, man, I really want to change this on the site. You have, like, in our tracking system for you, you have full access to make that change. Or you could obviously call, text, or email, and we'll make the change.
Good. Because that was the other thing that I didn't want to release control of my website, because originally, like I said, I did it myself because, you know, somebody told me, hey, go on to, you know, go just register your domain and then go on and download a WordPress template. So I paid, like, $100 for a WordPress template. It took me, like, 2 weeks to start uploading stuff. And it was great, right? It somehow it got broke. It got hacked. So, whatever. But
that's one of the biggest things is the security on our placements, too. So, like, anytime, even if you go on or, you know, to make a change, it's going to alert us. And it alerts you as well. And that just kind of keeps people from going in and, like, changing your information. You know what I'm saying? We put that in place years ago because it was happening a lot in the locksmith industry and garage door industry, but you shouldn't have issues with that. Like if it does happen, you'll get an alert immediately, and we do too. So like you go on there and try to change something, we would actually call you like, hey, you saw a change was made with this shoe, you know. So we monitor that for you as well, 100%.
Okay, good. Cause yeah, I think like that's a new area of crime, right? Identity theft and the sale of people's personal information. And there's so many scams right anymore. It's insane what people are trying to do as far as to get your information.
It's crazy, and it's not new. You know, like that stuff's been going on for a long time. But we try, like we use TrustWave certification for like our billing, so like everything's coded out. Like nothing should happen through our end, right? Like it's completely secure. But just be careful. Like you want to save our phone number in your phone. Like, sometimes companies will call and, like, pretend to be us, even, or like,
right.
They'll kind of mislead you, you know?
Emails.
Yeah. So just stay away from all that. Yeah, for sure, you know? But our phone number, that 877 number, our tech team always calls from that number. I work on, our side works on, like, new accounts, so if we call... If we call you from our 877, you guys don't answer, you know? So we use voiceover internet.
I appreciate
number.
That.
Yeah, you know? Okay. But that number, if you call the number that I called you on back, it goes still to our office. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah. So but just save our number in your phone 100%. So you know it's us.
Yep.
All right. All right. So voice verification reads like this. Your payment or I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me jump over here. I was assigning it. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, Art-Is-Zen.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey C. Kadlowick, K-A-D-L-O-W-E-C, and I am the owner architect.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I will.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is February 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot, you know?
No worries.
They make me read that thing verbatim, man. I haven't memorized though, you know.
No, it's because it's kind of like a contract, so it's like, and I have to initial it, right? My voice is basically initialing every clause, so it's fine.
Correct. Yeah, and we send you, like, you're going to get terms of experience. You have to acknowledge that you received that too. So I'll walk you through that in just a second, and it'll show you, like, everything in writing. That way you can review it as well, you know. All right. Client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30, 45 minutes or so, just so you could plan accordingly, okay? Soonest time, they need at least 30 minutes to prep for the call. So I could get you in at the 11 a.m. if that works for you. Or we have a 1 p.m., 2 p.m., or a 3 p.m. today.
I'm about to go to lunch. Let's do the 1 o'clock or the
1 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Perfect. Yeah. One or two? What works better?
Let's do two.
Two? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So, and this is just the initial like onboarding call. So they'll go over like keywords,
that.
You know, like they'll ask a questionnaire too. If you have like a slogan, main goal for your clients, like all that fun stuff, you know? All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash on it. CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay.
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. And the way that appointment's going to work is the call is going to come from our 877 number. So the same number I texted you. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Email is fine. Email's fine.
Okay, perfect. They do all three too, just so you know.
Yeah, I can always call back if I need to. I really hate text messages. Email seems to work well. If it's something that needs to be discussed, I can always call.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put email, but just so you know, they do all 100%.
Okay.
All right, and then let's see. Okay, the website. Do you want payment integration on the site?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm putting yes on that. Yes, we're using
your that's your basic credit card processing, right?
Yes, sir. So what'll happen, yeah. They'll go over it with you. You need, like if you have QuickBooks or whatever you take to process payment, we don't take the payment for you. So all they'll do is they'll attach an add-on to the site of your, like, link for you to take payment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
I was trying to have Navy Federal do that for me, and now that I switched over to America First, I was going to have them do it, and I'm just like, all right, now this is just turned into a lot of work because I have to learn how to do this. So, no, it's better for you guys to do it
A lot of clients use, like, PayPal Business. A lot, I've noticed, have QuickBooks, you know,
PayPal
goes through their actual, like, yeah, that one works well. They just have the it's like the percentage for using Amex or Visa, MasterCard, but that's charged directly from PayPal. So we don't charge you anything to take payment, you know?
That works. And it's probably just like 1-3%, whatever. Okay.
That's what it is. I believe it's 3% for Visa, MasterCard, and I believe it's 5% for Amex, but you gotta double check on PayPal just to make sure, you know? In your industry, that could be a big percentage, though, you know, so you definitely want to look at that for sure, you know. All right, so I have your domain. Call tracking, we do offer that. It's not necessary, though, okay? The benefit of doing call tracking is, for one, like, it cuts out robo and spam calls from coming through, okay? We do give you an app where you can text or call from your call tracking number, too, if needed, okay? So it's completely up to you, though. Do you want us to list your number, or do you want the call tracking number on there?
For now, it's probably okay if it's, the way it is, you know, without
okay,
it.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to put a no on that.
Because, yeah,
if
both of my phones
that,
now,
too,
you know,
let
bring
us know.
Potential spam. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm starting to get too many spam calls, I mean, both of the phones now alert you with spam calls, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Before
yeah,
I didn't, right? I had a landline, and of course it didn't do that, so.
For sure. If you have a landline, you want to use the tracking number for sure.
Yeah, 100%. They used to have the do not call list with the FCC, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. There's like gray areas on that stuff too, you know?
But, yeah, and people get around with it doing whatever with.
Especially the like scam companies, they don't follow those rules, you know. you know, but
so that's what makes a criminal, right?
Right.
Anyway,
right. 100%. All right.
And you know, I'm trying to remember who I talked to last week, but he actually probably didn't. He was not a good salesman. Well, because he was way too pushy. I remember his logo. But I don't remember his, I mean, it's not like I was going to call the guy back and be like, hey, I want you to be my, you know, do my website. No.
I heard
just,
it
I'm
at IQ.
Remember.
I didn't hear the other one you mentioned. Yeah, I've heard
I,
it at
I,
IQ.
So I know it was at IQ was the first one I signed up, and they just kind of caught me on a day when I was feeling like, all right, whatever, we'll give it a try. And the other one might have, I'm thinking it was like Hive or, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Hive.
They're never going to call.
Heard of Hive.
Never gonna call
I don't even know if they're still around, but I used to hear that one a lot. Yeah, there's thousands of them out there, you know. Our company though, we've been in business 20 years. Google Premier Partner, our CEO.
Yeah. I saw your Better Business Bureau. You got
cool,
A plus.
Cool,
I just
cool.
got my A plus last year. A plus last year. Way to go.
Good man.
So,
credited. Yeah. You know what's crazy though? The BBB, we never get clients off of that. You know, it's just to make like clients feel more
it's
comfortable.
Paid verification.
You know? That's all it is.
Whatever.
Yeah, 100%. You know. But, yeah. All right, so I put no on call tracking. I have the Facebook page here. Business, it is currently licensed and insured, you said, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right. Awesome. Okay, so we sent you some emails, all right? You're going to have, it should be three different emails from Local/Support. You're going to have an initial invoice, a welcome to Local/, and an action needed email. Go ahead, if you can, pull up the one that says Local/initial invoice first.
All right, give me a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah.
Just going to show you where to go on there.
All right, got it. All right, so I got the invite from you. Hold on, let me accept that.
Yeah, that would
be then I've got your hello email. Okay, thanks for choosing. Then I've got Splash terms. Oh, that's your terms and conditions. That's your access to dashboard. This is your, okay. That's a potential spam call, right? Denied. Okay. Then the next one is, okay, so action needed. This is
the action needed email. I'm actually going to have you ignore, because your Google listings are already verified. So I'm going to send you some separate emails on that. The one, there should be one titled initial invoice or Local/initial invoice. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead and pull that one up. And then you're going to see the fifth line down. There'll be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here. Yep. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. All right. So when you click that, okay, it's going to take you to the Local/ terms of experience. This is everything you're paying for in writing. It's everything I went over with you, but I always like to kind of recap it. So under services, you'll see Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That's the map section on Google. Okay. Also, you're going to see directory submissions. Those are the main directories we're submitting you to. Okay. The next one is something I want to touch on. So you're going to see my site custom website. Okay. We're on a recorded line. Your my site is included for you at no additional charge. Okay. So you'll see something about fees on add-ons and maintenance fees or whatever. I forget what it says exactly on there, but there is no additional fees. It will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It will say my site $0. Okay.
Okay.
Those are basically if you were to just purchase a website from us, you know what I'm saying? So don't worry about any additional fees. It's included. All right. Then you're going to see Facebook business page access and Facebook ads. Those are the retargeted ads we're running for you on Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
Then you're going to see, it should say Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Yelp Ads. Okay. Those are not included in this platform. Those are all upgraded services. Okay.
Okay.
Between Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, the one you're really probably going to want to upgrade to in the future, once you get rolling on this, is Google Guaranteed. That is, I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. That is the best lead program they have on the market right now, you know?
Okay.
So we could definitely discuss that too. It's a pay-per-lead platform, but it's an upgraded service, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then same thing with Yelp Ads. Like I told you, my wife, she's the main one that sets those accounts up too. So if you continue with Yelp Ads, she can definitely go over like how to maximize your results for sure.
Okay. Okay.
And then Google Workspace, that's also optional. You already have a Google Workspace, so just ignore that.
Okay.
Advanced reporting is your tracking system. That's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into.
Okay.
Live client support. One great thing about us, and this is a big difference between AdIQ too, everything we do is in-house. So any changes you want to make, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. Like we don't outsource any of the work to any other companies, okay? And then SMS communication, I know you said you don't really like text, but that's just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we'll just send you a text letting you know we called, you know?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. And then you'll see delivery date and client responsiveness. Okay. Then, oh, lastly, you'll see that everything's month to month, no contracts, and exactly what goes right. where. Okay. So okay. you can take your time to just review this, you know? But at the bottom...
No, that's fine. We've been pretty thorough here with our conversation. You've been disclosed most of this to me. Okay, so agree to SMS messages, certify them all authorized holder. I'm good with all this.
Perfect. All right. You can always get back to it, too, from your tracking system, you know?
Okay. No, I'm fine. I'll go ahead and sign it.
Awesome. And then after you do that, you should take you to the... Yep, that's what I'm going to give you right now. So the okay. username is going to be your phone number. It's actually the number we're on. So it's the 702-929-9433 yep. Number.
That's fine.
Okay. No spaces. And then the password is all lowercase letters. It's all one okay. word. It's going to be a net internet. So N like Nancy... E like Echo, T like Tango, Internet, I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. All right. So I'm going to hit remember. I'm going to hit the sign.
Yes, I would do that. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to save that.
I'll show you how to always get back to it, too, if needed. Yep.
There you go. So I started using my laptop for all this kind of stuff, emails and stuff, because I can take my laptop with me. All my real work, which is, you know, my construction documents, all my drawings, those
desktop.
Some of those project folders get big, like over like a gig, so those actually stay on my desktop, and that way I can keep them backed up and whatever.
I like desktop way better for sure, but I have a laptop too, you know, like
yeah the laptop is good for regular communications and stuff like that,
but, right okay, right.
So now it says connect to your business, provide access. Should I click this?
No. Connect your business profile. Yeah, you'll come back to that. So they'll walk you through that okay. in the client interview. I'm going to send you an email on that too in a second.
Oh, and I was going to ask you when you were going over that terms and conditions. It's all fine. But, so I did start to, like I said, I did start to do this kind of over the holidays because I was coming back online, right? Created a Facebook, created, my LinkedIn. I updated.
Yep.
Some of those other things, right? All the social media platforms, right? The standard mm-hmm. ones, right?
Yep.
So now that I've already created those, then since you guys are going to be acting as, you'll be acting as a manager, right? So I'll be able to give you access to those or create
Correct.
I don't know how that works, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to send you another email right now. Don't worry about opening it yet. Let me just get these sent. And then I want to show you one more thing on the tracking system. But hold, okay. you will add us as manager to the Google business profile. Also the, Meta too. We need you to add us as manager to that for Facebook.
Okay.
And then the domain too for the website. That way they could get in and start, updating it, you know? But let me, hold on. Let me find the domain one real quick.
I'm through Bluehost is my hosting, but again, like I realized that my website's been hacked. I don't know. It even got infected with malware.
Okay.
They fixed it once or twice. I've tried to fix it. Now I can't actually edit it. So I was actually going to just freaking wipe it clean and rebuild it. And then I'm like, oh, that's going to take a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, I would just add us as manager to it and let our web development department, it's ran by Celine. She's amazing.
Okay.
She's really good. I could always set an appointment up with you and her as well as we get it rolling, you know?
And I just bought a new template, which is similar to the template I use, which is a WordPress template. So again, I was planning to recreate it from scratch, you know, dump it, you know, just wipe the whole site. Save off what I needed and then wipe it clean and then recreate it. It's just going to take some time. So, and of course that may or may not fix the problem. I mean, I do that with desktops every once in a while, right? Reformat the hard drive and reinstall everything, just to wipe them clean when they get infected. But
yeah.
So I realized I had to
be the best
one
to answer that. Like she's super good with all that stuff, you know? But I sent you the add us to the Google profile, step by step and then also the domain. And they, in the client interview, that's part of what they do too. They'll kind of walk you through those things.
Trying to assess where I'm at and what I need help with. And,
Well, yeah, we just got to be added as managers so we could get rocking and rolling on everything, you know? It's kind of, It's like, you know, somebody wanted you to, do a, you know, a design, but they don't give you what they want.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I can't read, nobody can read minds and people.
You know, we need access. You know, there's you know, nothing. That's just part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. No, that's all fine. Right,
and again, you're owner, we're manager, you know, so you're still full driver's seat of everything, you know. But we use WordPress.